To educate, move, and inspire. What's the world's largest art museum? It's the Louvre in Paris. Opened in 1793, today this world-famous and enormous museum is also the world's most visited. For centuries, Europe's greatest paintings and sculptures were kept in the homes of the rich and powerful, and only they could see these works of art. Believe it or not, Leonardo da Vinci's 16th-century masterpiece, the Mona Lisa, was hidden from public view on a wall in the bedroom of French Emperor Napoleon Bonaparte. Today, however, millions of ordinary people who are neither rich nor powerful wait for hours to get a quick glimpse of the world's most famous portrait and perhaps the most easily recognized woman at the Louvre. One of the roles of art museums is to make it possible for great art to be seen by everyone, to educate, move, and inspire. There are approximately 55,000 museums around the world. Of the world's top three most popular museums, two are art museums, and the other, although focused on Chinese history, is filled with some of China's finest artistic masterpieces that help tell that history through paintings, sculptures, gold and silver jewelry, and handicrafts. Museums have always played a number of important roles beyond the exhibition of art, such as educating the public about science and technology, cultural traditions, and history, or telling stories about people and events. Some museums are designed for children and offer special programs and activities. And many museums are quite small, located in storefronts or old historic houses. On the other hand, not all art museums display great art. Some even specialize in the weird and unusual. In 1994, Scott Wilson found a painting in the garbage on the street. He was mainly interested in the frame around the painting, rather than the painting itself. While he and a friend agreed the painting was not very good, they thought it would be interesting to recognize the artist's time and effort, and the Museum of Bad Art, MoBA, was born, with Wilson as its director. Located near Boston in the U.S., MoBA displays art that would probably never be shown in any other museum. Many of the museum's paintings and sculptures are actually donated by the artists themselves. In fact, many don't get accepted by the museum because they are, according to the museum, not bad enough. The museum calls its collection too bad to be ignored. According to one art critic, it's so bad, it's good. Most importantly, MoBA encourages visitors to think about and discuss what they see. Another important role of museums. In this case, what the visitors think is good or bad art, and why.